Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You're going to be glad you stayed because Tim Berry's in the building. Tim is the president and the founder of Palo Alto Software. He is the world's expert on business planning. He's the author of Hurdle, the book on business planning. And he's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's in his 10th year as a member of our Brain Trust. We could not do without him. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's very good to be with you again.
And I want to correct myself, and I'm going to do it by way of bragging on you and complimenting you. You're no longer the president of Palo Alto Software, are you?
Oh, well, shoot, I like this theme, but I'm no longer the CEO.
CEO, okay, that's what it is. You're still the president, but my
presidency is now no longer like the top person at the company. So you're right in sentiment. I still carry the title of president of Palo Alto.
But it's now a second generation company, isn't it?
I now report to the CEO, who is Sabrina Parsons,
who is also your daughter.
My second daughter. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a great story, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, those of you who've been listening to my show for a long time, you've heard Tim on the show a zillion times. You've heard us talk about your business and our businesses, and it's just a red letter time to me for you, Tim. I'm just so pleased to see that Palo Alto Software is going to, you know, is going to keep going through. Not that you're going anywhere, but it's got this new generation of folks, and that they're able to help you take it into the 21st century.
Or me help them take it into the 21st century, because I have to say, you know, it's awkward to talk about your own company, and in this case, your own kids, but some of our listeners may be involved in family business, and there's a message here that I'd like to spread, because I think in the world we underestimate the value of the family business, and moments like this are perhaps good ones to share. I have someone now who had 6 years in the front lines of internet marketing for other companies. She was employee number one of Opinions, which got $45 million in investment. She's a Princeton graduate. She's just sharp as they come, and she's had 6 years in the internet and 5 years with Palo Alto Software as running our marketing before she takes the reins. And when I passed the reins on 4 months ago, she took them. She's leading. The company's very happy and excited, and we're looking at new products, and we have some new people, and there's generally a really nice, refreshing feeling of this new generation is moving forward. And some of her contemporaries in the company are also delighted to be more involved. There were some other promotions, and it's a new team that's excited about it.
Well, it just sort of rejuvenated in many ways the company. This kind of a change kind of sent a ripple through your organization. And I know, folks, the reason Tim is bringing this up is to let you think about what his experience was and to imagine, you know, what possibly could be with your experience. And Tim, you're right. I mean, there are a zillion family businesses out there, and many of them are sitting right now wondering, okay, where are we going with this? Is my son or daughter going to do this? Is it going to be an in-law, or am I going to sell this thing? What do we have to do, and how do I move out of the way?
And we apologize for it, Jim. That's why I take a moment to talk about it, because we tend to apologize like, oh, why didn't you get a real manager or something? And boy, here I am. I have the ideal job now because I love this theme of business planning. And my job today still carries the title of president, but no real authority, and I'm happy with that, because my job is writing, teaching, talking with you on the radio, doing my blog. Lots and lots of entries on blog.timberry.com in the last 4 months. And that's a great job. I've earned it. I've worked hard to build this company. And I now have this job where I can focus on that. Nobody in the company reports to me, which is a delightful sense of freedom. And the message for other people is, if you have the good luck of having a family member who's been involved in the business, who knows the business, who's competent to lead, don't apologize. Rejoice.
Well, but the other thing that you must do, and this is what you've done well, if you're going to act like you're going to turn loose, you have to go ahead and turn loose. And that's the problem some people have, some founders have. And we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. And we got other things to talk about as well right after these messages. 20 till, we'll be right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I get a stronger needed feeling. You're not sitting there alone. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and the newsletter. Check it out. Please use it to your advantage. More and more of you are. We're having a record month this month, and looks like things are just, and we've had record months actually for the last several months. I mean big record months. So thank you so much to all of you who've been using the websites and using it to your advantage. I'm glad to know that you're getting something out of it. And also don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which is there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. It comes every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. Lots of good stuff there. A lot of new stuff there. It's a new look. The website, the newsletter has a complete new look and lots of exciting stuff going on there. And also don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Askjim.biz, where you can go and get small business answers right now. You don't have to wait. We'll give you the answers instantaneously. You can print them out, and you can find other resources as well when you get the answer you want. Tim Berry is our guest. He's the president of Palo Alto Software, and we're talking about his family business and the changes that have been made in the last few months and what you and I can learn from what he's experienced. And, you know, Tim, when we went to the break, and folks, if you just tuned in, Tim turned over the CEO reins to his daughter, Sabrina, who's paid her dues in the industry and in the company. This is not some figurehead position. This is not nepotism. This is someone who's earned the job. And so he reports to his daughter now, even though he's still the president, and he'll always be the founder, of Palo Alto Software. But Tim, one of the things that you have done that it appears that you've done, at least as far as I can tell, that is really difficult for a lot of founders, and that is to bring the new people in, especially if they're family members, and truly get out of their way, truly be an advisor, a consultant, to be there for them on many levels, but actually let them, you know, run the business without interfering too much. That's not easy, though, is it?
Yeah, actually, the consultants and the literature on this says that it's very likely that I'm lying.
And, exactly.
And that I don't know it. You know, that's what I'm aware of because I've studied the literature, and what I'm trying to make sure that awareness then prevents, because the classic problem is you turn over and, okay, Sabrina is now the CEO, but I'm still there, and everybody's still looking at me to make all the key decisions and coming to me, and sort of I'm still the power broker like you see in politics, which then doesn't work. And I've had two advantages that I'll share on this, or at least two. One is I watched a generation ago as my father sold his medical practice. He was an ophthalmologist.
Mm-hmm.
How hard it was for him to somehow pass that on to a stranger. and all the disadvantages, and that then reminded me that it is a huge privilege and a great stroke of luck in life to be able to pass one's business on to somebody who is a member of the family.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in my mind, that my dad had to watch as somebody came in and took over, and he just didn't have any real control, because a medical doctor doesn't have a product. He has a practice.
Right.
And in contrast, there's this situation in which we have a flowing, running business with a product. So that was one thing. And the other thing was, I've been very aware of not having the people who are used to reporting to me coming to me. I don't let them. In the beginning, there was that jockeying for position. And in the beginning, I made it very clear by saying roughly 100 times a day, go ask Sabrina.
Well, now, how did you deal with your ego about all that? Because, that's a huge force in the inability of some people to really pass things along. And it's one of the main, and the inability to pass things along, truly to pass them along, to not be lying about what you're doing, as you were saying. That's one of the big reasons why these family business Passovers fail, why they fail. And so how did you deal with the ego thing? Because, I mean, I know you're an intellectually honest guy. You're a guy who can be self-aware, but still, you know, you're like the rest of us. You got a little ego.
And maybe even a big ego. And dealing with that ego, it's a very real important question. In my case, I think what's helped enormously is we wrote a new job for me as president, and it's a real job, and I believe in it, and I enjoy it. It's ideal for me. My job as president is blogging, writing, speaking, teaching.
So they found something that you like doing.
That's the part of building Palo Alto Software that I liked the best from the beginning, as opposed to dealing with the health insurance and the problems of air conditioning in the office and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked that portion of it, and we set it aside and said it's very important, and Tim, that's what you do. The people who reported to me, the managers of documentation, of accounting, of product development, no longer report to me, so I focus. And literally, blog.timberry.com has had 120 posts since the middle of April when we made this change.
Mm-hmm.
And its subscribers have gone up from 7 to 450.
Wow. Good for you. Stand by, Tim. Quick break. Right back here for these messages. Really good stuff, folks. Rubber meets the road stuff on how to deal with a family business, how to deal with passing along your business to a family member. Tim's talking to us about it. It's real world. It's very powerful. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Every day the answer seems more dear.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Tim Berry, the president of Palo Alto Software, but not the CEO anymore. He's handed that off to his daughter. He's made some transitions in his company. He's made some changes. He's moved on to different roles in the company than he was doing before, and he's still the visionary leader of the company, but he's got other people doing the details, and of course, he'll always be the founder. Tim, give us the website, please.
PaloAlto.com.
PaloAlto.com. Also, bplans.com, right?
Yep.
That's where you can go and find 100 or so business plans, folks. It's a great instructional website if you want to do business planning. And, of course, Tim, one of the business plans that people are doing out there every day, whether they realize it or not, whether they're doing it actively or not, is transitioning the company from the founder to the next person. You've made this transition to your daughter, but the truth is, Tim, you have 5 children, including one son, including a son who had worked in the business once before. So how do we decide which child takes the reins?
I think it's got to be a meritocracy, doesn't it? It's Sabrina has been there working. She's been running the marketing. She had a good background with other companies before she got to Palo Alto. She and her husband, Noah, started the Palo Alto company in the UK. And basically, in this case, I can't generalize, but in this case, none of the other four siblings had any doubt because of the events of the last 6 years that Sabrina has been working very, very closely with me in Palo Alto Software.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how that could be sensitive with families, and yes, she's one of five children, and she's not the oldest. But
how would you? How would you? Let's throw out a scenario to help people out a little bit to get your thinking on this. Let's say that your son were still in the business, and he was involved in the business, and he's older than Sabrina, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly. And he'd been in the business for a while too, and let's say he's still in the business. And so you had your son and your daughter both there together, and it was time to let one of them take over the reins. How would you have decided that?
Well, you know, in that case, it might have taken longer because I would still be aiming for who is, in my eyes and in the eyes of others inside the company, going to be leading the company best. There are 38 employees that go into that office every morning. So it's not just me.
Yeah.
And in this case, it was easy because the other 37 all kind of agreed that it was time for Sabrina to take over.
But how would you have done that? If it were as I described, would you give each one of them the responsibility that it would take to be the leader and see if they could do it well and see if they actually like doing it and maybe let them actually almost decide among themselves? You know, obviously I don't care for this. You're better at it than me. Maybe I'm better at it as an executive vice president and you're better as president. Is that a way to do it?
You would give it time and divide their territories within the business. For example, in the case of mine, one was always marketing, the other was always product development.
Mm-hmm.
And let them run their territories and see how they feel about working with each other and give that time to develop. I probably would have let that go a few more years if that were my situation. I'm 59 and I don't want to retire. I'm going into the office every day for the next 20 years. So I might have given it more time to have that sort through.
It would have been added a little degree of difficulty to your decision.
It would have, yeah.
But you would have given it more time, and you would have sort of let them. You would have tried to have set the stage so maybe they could have helped you make the decision.
I would have given them lieutenant-dom authority, real authority over their area in the business, so that they could get used to running it, which is what actually happened with Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have added a degree of difficulty, no question.
Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't have been automatically the oldest one or automatically the son.
Well, the local newspaper coverage pointed out that Sabrina was neither the oldest nor the male. So we don't go with stereotypes. We go with who's the most qualified.
Well, and I will tell you, folks, having done business with Sabrina myself, you're not only obviously you picked the right one, but you're fortunate to have her there. She's a sharp gal, and a sharp executive, I should say. And Tim, thank you for being here. Thanks for sharing these. Thanks for sharing your story with us. I think a lot of people got a lot out of what you said today.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate the chance.
PaloAlto.com. Check it out, folks, when you get a chance. That's Tim's website. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.